Anna. Arichas Hosayim. So we're busy dealing with speaking things out. Solve problems by talking aloud. In other words, talk to yourself. Speak it out. It's not enough to just think about it and to agonize in your head. Actually speak it out. That's what we're dealing with, right? We spoke how you write it out. First of all, get a pros and cons chart going. Write out the pros, write out the cons, give them points, do a cheshbon at the end. Now we're talking on that nun zayin of bedoik es hanasuni b'kol ram. Check your fact, check out the subject and speak it out loud. Talk it out with Hashem as well, by the way. It's a good piece of advice as well. When you finish talking to yourself, bounce it off Hashem as well. Ask him what he thinks. The Zayin b'kol is kol ma she'ova alecha b'meshach hayoyim. Speak out aloud what happened to you today. Maha mashmud shel masha karoli. What is the meaning of what happened to me? What is the understanding? I mean, if something happened to me, what's Hashem trying to tell me? What do I understand from this? Ma'ani mitkaven lasoit b'kesh l'kach. What am I going to do about it? Ula ani lo mitkaven lasoit klum. Maybe I'm not going to do anything about it. Lama for the seven doesn't do anything that I want to do. I'm lazy. Al titchamek, titmodeg manakudot ha'elu. Don't, what's the word? Don't abrogate yourself from responsibility. Face it, deal with it. Ta'ayis nakudot ha'tzion ha'chashuvot b'chaim sholcha. Ha'iska v'ba mitzvah. Go and describe and reflect on the things that happened in your life that were very important. For example, there's certain landmarks in a person's life that were very significant. Very close person's levaya, Rahman Islam. Amal atmacha b'kol ram. La lamadatim zeh. You went to levaya, Rahman Islam, of a 5-year-old. Yeah? Shalom neido. So what did I learn from that? The thinkers that so asked, why is it true? I mean, it's a result. Anyway, I've said you get a vibe of a child, but one is much worse than you get a vibe of an old person. Yeah? Instead of a vibe of a 6-year-old, I mean, you can chalish, yeah? You get a vibe of an 8-year-old, it's very sad and whatever, but nobody's, no one looks devastated. Why? The loss of life, yeah, should be the same, the choyre. By Kosh Bochu, if you look at the Kosh Bochu's eyes, you should feel exactly the same as an 8-year-old does and a 6-year-old does. Yeah, he had a good life. So what? 1 second of a human life is Chosh Mod. How do you know? This 8-year-old could have achieved more in his 5 years that he left. This kid could have achieved in his whole life. Why is it that it's such a devastating thing? So tell him, why did he insight? Something that answers the whole question, but it's certainly true. And that is when you go to the vibe of an 8-year-old, you look at yourself and you say, I'm only 30. I'm 40. It's got nothing to do with me. 8-year-olds die, you're right. But come on, I mean, how many 40-year-olds die? What's the problem? How many 50-year-olds die? When you go to the Bible, a 6-year-old, you say, hold on one second, you know, if a 6-year-old can die, so then, you know, this has got something to do with me as well. I mean, I'm at this Leviathan, you know why? Because it's talking to me very loudly. Look, you ever been to a Leviathan of a kid off on its life? Look, so what did I learn from it? Too painful, don't think about it. Go back to sleep. Most of us learn from it. Take the message. Yishtadel avin kol dolo b'chaim lifnei shata iso iso v'gam la'acha maisa. There's two stages of everything that happens. There's before, trying to understand what you're about to do and why you're doing it, and be clear what you hope to achieve. And then afterwards, evaluate. Speak it out. What did I do? Did I achieve what I set out to achieve? It's like, push it. You know what? All you have to do is just be a businessman. Run your life. We'll see later in Mir Derecheres, in Mir Business. Mitzchayr, I think he brings it out. Mitnahel your life like a businessman. So no businessman just like buys new products or opens up a new venture. He understands why he's doing it. He knows what the risks are. He knows what he hopes to achieve. At the end of the day, he does cheshbon. He sits down. He works out. Did I make profit? Didn't I make profit? How much am I losing? Am I not? You don't just run a business haphazard. Once you kind of say, you go, oi, boy, I didn't know I was losing so much money. Yeah, nobody runs their lives like that. Only with stocker. You go see a gvir, you tell him you come for a check, but that's not giving this year, why not? No, because last year I didn't know how much I gave away. I said he did a chesh for nearly a year, I gave away more than my Meister money. Yeah, he did that with his business, he ran his business also, and he didn't stop take once a year. He didn't know what was going on in the bank. Oh yeah, I didn't realize I had an overdraft, you know, like what's going on here? Guys don't run their businesses like that, right? Maybe their stock accounts somehow they don't, you can't run your life like a cheshbon. Don't allow these important events in your life to just get sort of, you know, lost in all your multiple memories. If you do this, you can learn much more from everything that happened to you, and you're able to grasp and to gain more control over your life. All these things that happened to you, whether they were simple or whether they were very unusual, major events, yafuchu lechelek mihamodot hapninit shelcha, hamodot shemenache otcha b'chaya yom yomi. These become part of your modot, part of your consciousness, part of your who you are, and they're having an impact on your life. Nesagam levateva kol es hakoros atay shelcha. Oh, very important. Try and express the chorus of Toiv you have as well. Kamut nechbedet shel chorus of Toiv hi kli rav utsuma lahalot ramat ha'oishe ha'ishi. Having a chorus of Toiv is an incredible way. The amount of a chorus of Toiv a person has is a very powerful kli to elevate one's happiness. Your personal happiness. One thought one of my rabbi, we were talking once. And he said never ever had a fight with his wife. Never had an argument with his wife. So I said to him, you never got irritated with your wife? He said, no, I never said that. But never had a fight with her. The irritation never went past that. I said, how? He said, a kolos toiv always override the irritation. Kolos toiv? So much a kolos toiv to his wife that when he got irritated, so the irritation was overridden by the Koros HaToiv. Koros HaToiv is a very, very powerful tool to solving a lot of problems. A very, very chosh of a subject. Rebecca has an essay on it that's well worthwhile reading, and there's a few shirim on it that are very well worthwhile listening to. Tadarach Hashem shenatati li seichel adim. Thank you Hashem for giving me a brain. I've been able to understand things. Thank you Hashem for giving me food to eat, oxygen to breathe. Thank you for life, thank you for Torah, thank you for, boy, the long, long list, eh? You're indebted. But speak it out, we all feel it, we all say modim 3 times a day. Yeah, we all say, you know, modim anach delach, and we bow down like a good little boy, because if you don't, you know where you're headed. And but did you say thank you to Hashem in your own words? Did you speak it out? Wow, thank you Hashem, that's amazing. Look, beautiful. My Ratzuma Yesh Nasur Hahit Boinanut Bama Sheyesh. There's a very powerful quality in meditating on what you've got. Aliday Adob Bakol Labora Ulam Kari, Aliday Amiris Brochas Al Kol Davavada, Al Amazon, Al Tifkoid Aguf. Al prichas eitzah pri, and all the things that like brochas. What is that? It's a way of connecting to Hashem with a koros ha'toiv on the fruit you're eating, on the flowering of the trees. Birkas alonis. Why don't they think the gedolim make such a big thing of birkas alonis? You can't imagine it. It would be, that big event. They make a big event every time an Aaron Lev eats a banana. There's like a whole big event. Aaron Lev about to make a broch on a banana. Once a year he makes a brocha, Birkas Elonis. He goes and he says a little brocha over a little 2 flowers, and the ganze welt comes to watch. What happened? Ever bothered you that? Ron is making brochas the whole day, yeah? On moedika things, on apples and bananas and galvaldika miracles. Yeah, why aren't we all standing outside? Why aren't we all 400 people went to watch him say Birkas Elonis? Why are we not watching the same world? Makarapo. Yeah, just get the money, Birkas Elonis. The whole of Tifrach Yeshiva stays in Yeshiva for Rosh Chodesh Nissan. You know, all the Yeshivas end Erev Rosh Chodesh Nissan. They're not in Yeshiva Rosh Chodesh Nissan. They all stay to watch the Rosh Yeshiva at Birkas Salonis after davening on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. The whole Yeshiva, nobody leaves the Yeshiva before. The whole Yeshiva dances, and the whole people could have, the whole Zachor, and then everybody goes home. What happened? He's making brachas every day. Yeah? Everybody danced around his Birkas HaTorah this morning? No, nobody even stopped to listen. Birkas Lamas. The Kodesh HaTorah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, for the flowers on the trees, for the fruit. Big stuff. On food, on the workers, Makuf, Asheyotza. You don't need a doctor. If you've got a proper Asheyotza, you'll never need a doctor. And Elohim dim lahari chalohi ki es ma sheyesh lanu umurukozim pachot b'ma she'ein. We start appreciating what we have, you focus on what you don't have. V'alidei kach anachnu na'ayem anashim smechim v'ushorim. If you focus on what you got and you don't focus on what you don't have, you'll always be happy. Remember this, happy people are those that are looking at what they've got, unhappy people are looking at what they don't have. You're sort of I'm celebrating what I've got. What I don't have? No. Hashem, you tell what I needed, you were giving it to me. Yitochen shat ha-shoy lechat mocha. Ma yotzali mekol ha-diburim ha-el? Perhaps you'll ask yourself while I'm babbling on here, what do I get from all of these words? No? V'b'chein ha-richas v'zayim hi ha-derech This is one of the ways that you can come to recognize and understand and know yourself much better. We'll see the next of the 48 ways, one of the most critical. Not that I can say one's more important than the other, but in this generation, I would say probably the avoidus in Yonah the Yom is the fourth of the 48 ways. And Mr. Hashem will get to by tomorrow. Mr. Hashem, we can start if we finish off here. Maybe not. Still got to do the summary at the end. Okay. Be that as it may, probably the most important place to start learning about anything is yourself, right? Before you can learn about God and before you can deal with your fellow man, you at least have to know who's talking, yeah? It's like someone once came to the cops and asked him, Rebbe, where can I find Hashem? So they said to him, who wants to know? It's like, you're looking for Hashem? But who are you? You don't even know who you are. You're trying to find Hashem? Yeah? Who wants to know? Kashetayda ma ata rotze, like the same way that you know what you want, tuchel sosof the state of derech elayah. When you know what you want, then eventually you can head out and go on the path to go find it. Rakim tayda ma hamachasum shema akavotcha. When you know what's preventing you from going after what you want, tuchel akavotcha, then you can avoid the pitfalls. You know that you want to be great. Every day you set out to be great, and you come home, boo. So what's getting in the way? The minute you find out what's getting in the way, you can avoid it, you can go around it, you can deal with it, you can get a psychiatrist to get rid of it for you. Or you can get a psychiatrist to make you not feel bad that you're not doing anything with your life. Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to get out the problem, yeah? If you don't know what you enjoy, you can never enjoy anything. But shocking news to this generation, okay, one of the biggest obligations we have is to know what we enjoy. A very choshev marriage counselor told me many years ago, he said he holds the biggest problem in Sholem Bayis, doesn't mean the frum world, but the stomach applies everywhere, is the husbands don't know what their pleasures are. That's what he said to me. They don't know what you enjoy. The wife asks the husband, what would you like for supper tonight? There's a big tariq, whatever you want. That's what you want to get. She wants to hear, what do you enjoy? What do you want for supper tonight? It's unlikely she'll make it. That's not the point. Did you enjoy the cup of coffee that your wife made for you? Did you enjoy the cup of coffee, the cold glass of water that your kid brought for you? Did you enjoy it? No, if you don't enjoy it, they're not going to give you another cup. They want your pleasure. You buy your kid a present. You see he doesn't enjoy it. How do you feel? Yeah? Who enjoys the kid getting a new bicycle more, the father or the son? What's the father's ick of pleasure? Watching the kid enjoy it. You see your kid playing with a little toy you bought them and they're screaming with delight. Doesn't give you the schmuck. You love it, right? If you don't know what your pleasure is, how are you ever going to enjoy anything in this world? But it's only reason in this world. So only reason we're here. The Mishnah Shochem says we're here for two things. We're here for pleasure. That's what a human being is. It's a pleasure seeker. If you don't know what your pleasure is, oy vavoy. So in this generation, you can get a Talmud coming to you after Shia and saying to you, Rebbe, what should I enjoy? But what should I enjoy? What do you enjoy, kid? Nothing. But you said I have to enjoy myself, so what should I be enjoying? I mean, that's like a 21st century kind of question, yeah? What should I enjoy? You know what you enjoy? If you don't know what your koichas are, if you don't know what you've got, you can't use them, yeah? The hobo living under there, the homeless hobo living in the bridges there in New York, yeah? You go out, he sees one night, you stick $1 million in his bag, and not because you tell this marshal, yeah? He gets up the next morning, the guy's a millionaire, right? He's one of the richest guys in downtown Manhattan. And so why is he eating potato peels out of the garbage can? Why is he living under the bridge? Why is he living like a hobo? Because he doesn't know there's $1 million in his pocket. He doesn't know that it's there. He doesn't know he's a millionaire. Is he a millionaire or not? He's a millionaire. Taxman's obviously needed, but he doesn't know. Same with us. We're walking around with koichas that can almost blow up the world, or build the whole world, and we're living under the bridge, scrounging potato peels out of a garbage can. If you don't understand yourself, you don't know who you are, you don't recognize who you are, then obviously you're walking around confused and messed up. Because if you're in this situation, there's no way you'll come to any control over your koichas that you have with you. And you have enormous koichas. The chaval, and it's the real chaval to be a millionaire, is walking around the whole day with $1 million in your bag and not to know about it. Anoshim uchanan l'shalem hoy atak rak bishvil lishmoa es atzma. Mishim ala lepsigolog $200 l'shah, first will pay $200 to hear his own voice. Magish hu chay d'daber kamo shiyoteh b'gdayin anatzil es haketev shiyishalem. You got a psychiatrist, your psychology paid $2 an hour, right? So you got to use your money properly. So if you spend these mamas, you make sure you get your money's worth. If Mishu Yeshev itcha, Yisholotcha shelot, Yakshiv v'kol ma shatayime, ze yeneda. If someone sits with you and asks you questions and listens to everything you say, whatever, you're paying $200 to sit there quietly and listen to you, that's fantastic, right? Aval lo betuch shetitza Mishu sheye monyan lakshiv lecha tamid. You're going to have a hard time finding someone that really wants to listen to you, to pay attention to what you have to say. If I'm $200 an hour, I'll sit down and listen to you babble, right? Ask me afterwards what you said, I can't tell you, I don't know. Because I wasn't really listening. Where do you find somebody that really knows how to listen? Zabal atzmecha, or bechila, to speak to yourself, and you don't even have to pay it, gemoldika. You get an hour appointment with the best psychologist in the world, somebody who cares about you more than anybody else in the whole world, wants to hear what you say, interested in what you say, to speak to yourself. It costs nothing, okay, and at least you're going to listen. You should understand what you're saying, mate. No one else is going to understand what you're saying. Kashe lecha ledaber atzmecha b'kol rav. Difficult to speak to yourself out loud. It's called embarrassing. Nasa lechtov. Na'al yoman chay. Keep a diary. It's a rough thing. Keep a diary. That's even harder. Ze lo kashe. Kach daf v'kli k'tiva. Shev liyad ha'shulchan. V'adav pashut yitchanen shetaseh ito mashu. Beautiful. Take a piece of paper, Yerachmel, take a pen, sit down at the table, and the dust will sit there waiting until you do something with it. Do something with it, don't let the poor guy down. But don't sit there just thinking about it, because then it gets caught up in all the other multiple cloudy thoughts that never ever come to fruition. Itgarim b'sismaot, using simanim. What's the word? Sismaot. Mnemonics. Code words. Whatever. Sisma is a password. Use catchphrases. Trigger phrases. Trigger words. Whatever. Zaytayemes. Lech titzayem. Go be matzliach. Matchilim yichyot chacham. Start living like a wise man. Ta'asiyas ha-pirsum mashkiya milyordim kedei lamtzi sismot, klitot, ubalut meser. The advertising agencies, yeah, I'm a Rav Aaron, they spend billions a year coming up with one catchphrase. The guy that comes up with a catchphrase, it does it, yeah? Buying, the guy makes billions there. Put a brilliant one. The blind guy hires you as his advertising agent. So he's got a sign, he sits outside the railway station, he's got a little pot there, right? And he sits there begging, and he's got a sign saying, "I'm blind, you know, please help me, I'm blind." So he hires you to raise his income, right? So you've got three words to add to that sign to raise his income. What would you write? With a project given to kids in advertising class.
Help me see.
Huh? Help me see.
Yeah.
Can't help you see. You're blind. What do you want from me? You know, you're dead, then. Oh, she's an advertising girl. It's nearly spring.
It's what?
Nearly spring. What do you think of when it's nearly spring? I think it's nearly spring. What do you think of? The colours, the green, the flowers sprouting, whatever. The one kid came up with. Please help me, I'm blind. It's nearly spring. Here's the sun shining. Get your attention fast, eh? Hard to walk past a guy like that. Because it throws you back on yourself. You suddenly realize, hey, wow, you know, I took that for granted. This poor guy can't even see the beautiful flowers sprouting. So you're likely to give him quite a bit more, yeah? No. Go back to Times Square. Those guys make serious bucks for that tumor they stick up on those buildings, eh? You've got to come up with key phrases first. You've got to come up with simon. You've got to come up with signs that trigger your thoughts. Since montan derech mehira v'yaliya lebetata tzmit shel rayon, it's a quick way to express, to get out the essence of an idea. Hasis mont yecholet lazor lanu leashir mimukdam umadiyim lematarot ulemaniyim shelanu b'miyuchad kasher anachnu mubalim. The things that give you a bit of clarity and allow us to keep focus on our goals when we're specifically when we're getting confused. Sismot mudadot otanu lamshich lanasot gam kasher anachnu kimat mityashim. They keep you going when you're mayashim. Ava rabba avatanu. Yeah, when things are going bad, ava rabba avatanu. Hashem says, "I love you with a great love." No, gets you out of bed in the morning when you messed up. Hashem loves me. Elokai neshama shenasasavi. Elokai, my God, my personal God, you and me. This life that you have, you gave it to me, I better use it properly. No, no triggers. Ask your kid, do you know that Hashem loves you? The kid goes, yes. So you just did a mitzvah. You remember that Hashem loves you? You just did a mitzvah. Actually, I hold you to two, because you remember there's Hashem and that He loves you. So you're becoming two of the six constant mitzvahs that the Sefer Chinuch says the reward is endless. Schar rabba ma'og schar godel ma'od, I think the Chinuch brings down there. The Mishabura brings it down right in the beginning of the Lochim and the beginning of the Mishabura. Six constant mitzvahs, yeah? You need simonim to keep you going, though. You need little triggers. You need remembrances. Yeah? To trigger, Hashem loves me. Lifnei shata matchil lasot mashu, before you start doing something, atzol regev sholet atzmacha. Ask yourself, ma ani mitkaven lasi? What do I hope to achieve from what I'm doing here? You're about to scream at your child. So ask yourself, what am I hoping to achieve here? Now that you'll be a more respectful child, you'll listen to me more. Remember the last time anybody was more respectful than listening to somebody who was yelling at him? Ah, so probably that's not the best way to go about doing this, right? If I want to win his respect, screaming him and kicking his head is not going to do the trick, right? What do you want to achieve? What are you hoping to achieve here? Acha kach nasa lafuch et hatshuva lesisma shetisha tkua beroshcha. Take away the answer, a little thing, and stick it into your bag of tricks. The next time you start screaming at your son, a little red flag comes up and says, you know, how to win friends and influence people doesn't come about by yelling at them. You know, come up with some kind of a trigger sisma that gets you to hold back a little bit, you know. Im tavo al reshimas mem ches hadvarim she'atayu niknisbem tigalei shezu be'etzem sidra shel sismot. There's a value, by the way. I did it once. Went through with my family with the kids. We learned the 48 ways by pair. Just the list. That in itself is a gavaldika sisma. Each one of the headings brought down in that Mishnah is mamasha. Contained in that is the whole way with all the pirushim and all the understandings. But just the three words. Two of them, miyotzicha. Now you've learned miyotzicha. So when you say miyotzicha, that whole subject matter comes together. It's like a compressed file, yeah. You've taken the whole file, you know what's in the file, then you compress it into like a little word on your desktop. When you see that little word on your desktop, that reminds you of everything that's in the file. You know? Well, so that's what you need little icons in your head. That's really what we're talking about here. Mishpatim katsarim or musagim klitim shekolim b'sarich ha-mesav tamtzit harer shokol derech ha-derech. Just a little sisma, one little word, two little words that contains within it the entire underlying message of the whole way. Hasisma yadit hamuchreches b'yaisi kriyashma. What's the most critical sisma that God, that Hashem gave us? Kriyashma. In containing Kriyashma is Ma'asa Vosa Valoma, is a Jew's mission statement, his job description, everything you need to know is contained in Shema. The Yosem is some tefillah, it's more than just a prayer. Zu tiskoret lematara ha'elit v'yoseh shel ha'chaim. It's a remembrance of what you're living for, the entire goal of life. That's why it's everywhere. It's everywhere. There's nowhere where Krishna isn't screaming, you remember me, remember me, remember me. It's in your tefillin, it's on the mezuzahs. We say it 3 times a day at least. Shema, 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 Shema. You know, it comes this mod year for this. Mitzvah gedol elyos v'simcha. Simcha gedol elyos v'mitzvah. Whichever one you prefer. Yeah? Kol olam kulo geshet tzar moed. These are all people who make songs out of these, yeah? Get the song going in your head. Ashreichem talmidei chachomim. Ah, isn't that gewaldig? Ashreichem talmidei chachomim. Hachitzelis mashpia la pimiyos. The famous Sefer Chinuch. My external actions are going to change me inside. Baruch Hashem! Ashreichem varim oilam emes. Ala teirev, ala voidev, al gemiris chosomim. That's it. Get back to basics. Gamzu the Tova. Hashem yazo. Gamze yavo. Yeah, we learn that from Shlomo HaMelech, eh? Gimel, Zayin, Yud. Containing those three letters in the whole world. Gamze Yavo. When you're too happy, be careful. When you're too sad, don't worry. B'day la'alot et ramat ha'mikud shalcha b'chaya em nasa lo'i me'es ha'dvarim ha'elu b'kol rab. Say them out aloud. Chazo alayim shuv v'shuv ad she'imshichu lahadar v'tayicha lo'erek zman. Say them over and over and get them into your kishkas. Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebron Lichvoidoi. V'hivdi lanu min ha'toyim v'nosan lanu teres v'nes v'chay ha'ilam not v'sochenu. It's who we are. Atava chatanu mikol ha'amim. We're the chosen people, guys. Even though it's not politically correct to think it, but it's a consider. What can I do? Atava chatanu mikol ha'amim. V'hofta ha'isonu v'rotzis ha'bonu. You said that aloud enough times. That's why it says better put it in the Nusach, so we will say it. And I think this Torah, you sing it 3 hours straight. It's like water dropping on the stone, like a mantra. Boom, boom, boom. Get it in, get it in, get it in. The Eish Tommy took it on a Mizbeach Losichbe. You're working on a project and you keep starting and stopping. Say that over. The Eish Tommy took it on a Mizbeach Losichbe. It's a good let's keep going. For perseverance. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll finish in this. We'll go through the simonim, the summary, and then we'll start the Vinas Halei, which we already started today.